Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. With Raycons, you get the same quality audio as other premium audio brands, but at half that price. Go to buyraycon.com/skim to get 15% off your order. Hello and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
The show where Kim and I sit down and do a thing. How you feeling?
Hun? I'm good.
Yeah? It's hot outside.
It's really hot. It's the holiday weekend.
It's like 98 degrees today or something. Yeah, pretty warm.
It's been warm.
But dry. So all you people in the south.
Sort of.
Sorry.
Sorry. We had like 3 days this week where in the middle of the day, without warning, without any telling us the day before it was going to, it would just rain.
Microbursts. It's the burst part that catches you off guard, right?
Yep.
And they're tiny and they go blah and then they move on. And then we have thunder all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty weird weather lately.
It's great, actually. It kind of cooled it down for those days that it did it.
I kind of like the smell of summer rain. So
it's just hard when you plan to go swimming and or on the boats and you're like, oh, they're not going to let us. It's thundering now. 10 minutes after we talked about it.
Yep. So hopefully, I mean, that's good for us. It's droughty time. We need some rain. So
yes.
Nothing wrong with that, but I'm a little worried that there are already too many neighbors setting off fireworks and they're going to catch everything on fire.
And we worry about it every year. We do live in a dry climate. And
yeah, but what's the point? Like the other day I heard it at like 6 o'clock where it's not even close to being dark and people are firing them off.
Got a hold of them and thought that would be fun to do.
So annoying to me. But it sounds like it's hard in our bedroom because the windows, we're pretty insulated. And the windows have this effect of sounding really terrible. Like it could be gunshots, it could be fireworks, it could be bombs. We don't know.
I mean, that's part of living in a neighborhood, and it kind of the sound ricochets off everyone's buildings, and so
that's true.
In their homes.
What are you going to do? Nothing is what I say. Anyway,
don't be that old man.
No, I'll tell you what old man I am. I'm the one with goopy eyes. I got this like I think something detached, not my retina or something like that, but. For the long story is, back in, 2014, I had early cataract removal, and it was unusual because I was too young for that thing normally. That sort of stuff was unusual for me, but my dad also had this, so it's some genetic thing, and when he was young, he also got his cataracts removed. It's basically, your lenses just get all awful, and you can't see, and back in the 1800s, I'd be a blind, weird man. So they replaced them with these artificial lenses and it's been relatively fantastic, but there's a couple of little weird side effects. One is your cells, especially when you're young, try to regrow on top of the lens. And I had to go have that little layer of cellular growth removed because it was fogging me up again.
They didn't remove it. They broke it up.
Yeah. They take a laser and go.
So you end up with these kind of floaties that want to regenerate, I think.
And they normally will dissipate over time, which in that case it did. But for some reason the other day, I don't know if something was just hanging on, something was just left in the back of my eye that just now decides to come to the surface. Think of it as like an old nasty fish tank with like shit on the bottom. But I get this big old floater, man. It's not a blood floater or any like weirdness like that. And there's no pain and
just
there's no
a cloudy floater.
Just every once in a while I move my head and I can see it go. And it's like a big booger in my
vision.
Eyes
are weird that way.
Hate it.
They have all these
freaking
floaties and things.
So if I seem irritated, it's because my eye's bugging me and it gives me a headache. It makes me irritated.
I'm sorry.
And I'm having to do this a lot.
I have noticed that. There's a lot of blinking going on.
Yeah. And when I'm on shows, like I was guested on a few shows this week and it's been going on for about 4 days. And I'll go, like on camera, you'll just see me go like this and then, you know, kind of gringe my face. But it works. It clears. It moves it. So that's what if I move my head like that. See, there it goes.
You're saying it as if people can see it.
No, I know. This is all audio, but just imagine yourself.
When I do like this?
Imagine myself. Imagine me shaking my head to the left and then a big old goober goes past my eyesight. Sucks.
That's no fun at all, sir.
Nope.
Yep, that's old man business what
if
right
I,
there.
Yeah, what if I end up, what if it's just the beginning of some weird blindness? What are you going to do? You're going to help me get everything done?
A floating blindness? I don't think it works that way.
Do blind men end up have? They have to be sitters for when they pee because they can't
see
anymore.
I sure hope so,
right?
Because I don't want to clean up the bathroom. If not.
A blind guy trying to pee traditionally seems like a dangerous plan. But for a lot of what I do, forget about the artwork. I would be done. That'd be it. I'd be out. That would suck. But for shows and stuff, you could come in here, move it around.
You'd have to tell me what to do and where to put all the knobs and whatnot.
Yep. We would have initially a frustrating experience, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You would hate me.
I'd be the one frustrated.
Yeah. But we'd have to because
that's what
how
you do.
I can't pay the bills. That's how
that's
I pay them.
That's what you do.
Anyway, so there's that. Hey, something cool happened that I wanted to share. You know how we've told people this. We have a second little grandbaby coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a girl this time. Her name is already Phoebe. Not from Friends, just because it's cute.
No, it's Phoebe, the niece from...
Phoebe Waller-Bridge. No.
What?
No. You know who she is. Remember Fleabag, the girl from Fleabag?
Do you have to do that? The whole...
I always do.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
And so you hate it when I do it.
I know. That's true. I do a thing I hate when anyone else does it to me. But wait, where did it come from? I actually don't know.
The niece on Ted Lasso is Phoebe, and that's where they loved it, because they love Ted Lasso.
Okay, so that came from that.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
it did come from a show.
Her name is Phoebe. She's here in October, and everything's going good.
She
healthy
debuts in October.
Debuts, yep. She a brand new baby drops. Get ready for the big drop. And Van, who just knows that there's something in his mom's belly. He's three and doesn't really get it.
Yeah.
The other night, we have this video or this still image of him on his security camera in his bedroom sleeping, all flopped out on the bed like he is. And in one hand, he's just gripping this little photo of
the ultrasound.
Of the ultrasound.
It's really cute.
Of Phoebe. How cute is that?
He's like, she's like, he wanted to go to bed with it and he wouldn't let it go all night.
I think that's
really cute.
Freaking adorable. But even then, what does he know? Does he look at it and know what he's looking at?
No.
How can he possibly?
He just knows this is Phoebe. I don't know.
It's he just has a feeling?
That it's his little sister. And they talk a lot about it. It's really cute. And they read books about being a big brother and things like that.
Yeah.
He won't get it really until she gets here, and then he'll be like, "Who's got all mom's time?"
That's true. You're going to spoil her. You're already spoiling her. I don't know how, but you're doing it somehow already. I don't know how you're doing
I'll get to hang out with Van a lot, and I love that.
Yeah. He's been here a lot lately. He was here last night and here this morning.
Yep.
And we'll see him again, I think, Sunday?
Yeah, Monday.
Monday? What's Monday?
The fourth.
Yeah, we're doing a thing. What are we doing?
We are doing a... avocado brunch bar.
Yeah. Kim's been looking at Pinterest, y'all. The lady internet has some ideas.
Stop it. Stop calling it that.
All right. But it looked great. What you showed me looked insane. So I'm very excited about it.
Everybody here likes avocado toast. So it'll be really good.
Yeah, it's good. But he was here today. We watched a couple of Blueies and...
drew on the sidewalk, played with bubbles.
All his favorite things. Did he do blocks or no?
He didn't, but he did the thing where he likes to toss things down the stairs and watch them fall. Like,
I noticed that. There was a bunch of crap at the bottom of the floor.
Yeah, at the bottom of the stairs.
It's totally fine. He has a little friend named Milo, I don't know if they, I mean, they wouldn't, I don't know how they'd be friends otherwise, but my daughter's friends, that's their kid. And Milo is about 9 months younger than Van.
Almost a year younger.
Yeah. Little tiny guy. And they, sometimes they get along and sometimes
they always get along. They just have learned that what they want to do when they're together sometimes is wrestle. And then someone always gets hurt. Someone always wants to be the one on top wrestling. And it's really funny to watch.
It's a real lesson in understanding human behavior when it comes to competition, because they're very competitive with each other. And if Milo thinks Van has something cool, Milo will stop at nothing until he can hold whatever the cool thing is.
Can I have it, please? But he's taking it at the same time. Yeah, he's taking it. And Van does the same thing. Can I have it, please? And it's like, you're going to give it to me, right? Yeah.
He's like yanking on it already, saying, can I have it, please? So they're a little confused about when you're supposed to ask permission for something versus when you actually
get it. They're also 2 and 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do.
It's really fun to watch, though.
So Milo, first thing he did when he came is he went and fired up the 1UP arcade machine I have that has Joust, Rampage, and something else on there. I can't remember. Defender. Defender's on there. Anyway, he loves that thing. But I cannot teach them how to use the right buttons or sticks.
He's 2.
I know.
It's going to be fine.
But he'll go, look at this. It's so cool. And he'll go play it. And then he's just mashing. Doesn't know what he's doing.
That's what everybody does at 2.
Yeah. Do you wish you were 2 again? 3 again?
No.
Why?
Maybe 8. I liked 8 and 9. Yeah.
10 was so good. Was anything wrong at 10? No.
Nah, you're just riding your bike.
Oh, getting dirty.
Bugs.
Catching snakes. Putting stuff where it shouldn't go, you know. I don't know what that means, but, you know,
funny.
Just there was the most carefree years of my life were probably 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Or 10 and 11. 12, Uncle Puberty visited, and that's confusing,
really,
and it
really
sucks.
Tall.
Yeah, and skinny and grody looking and zitty and just turned
Stinky.
Me into a monster.
Like everybody's feet smells like Doritos at 12.
Dorito feet. Oh, ranch Dorito feet. It's the worst thing in the world.
It's a pretty hard time.
But 10 and 11, you're clean, kind of. You're still,
no,
you're dirty.
Super dirty.
But you're not like stinky dirty. You're just outside dirty. You got your knees
like
are all banged up.
A wet dog all the time.
Yeah. Your toenails are jammed.
I had so many scrapes and bruises on my legs, just running around all summer long.
Do you still have the remnants of those since you bruise so easy?
Some of them. I still have a scar from when I broke my ankle at 5.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can I see that later?
Sure.
May I have a long, intimate look at your leg? But yeah, I don't have anything bad to say about those years of my life. And unfortunately, I have caveats about almost every other year that I've existed, but those 2 years, oh man, if I could go back, I would.
That's how old you'd be.
Here's what I'd want to do. Send me back, but don't have me have my memory. Like, send me back for just 2 years. I'll disappear.
Without knowing all the things that can go wrong, without knowing all the
problems.
Let
me just be
a
kid,
yeah.
You know, and adults aren't stupid yet. I still admire people like, let me have that back just for 2 years and then I'll come back here and be normal again.
You're like, it was like a vacation.
It's amazing time.
A vacation from all the crazy.
Yeah. So I hope anybody out there, if you've got kids in that age range, freaking let them have as much fun as they can, because they're about to be so disappointed by everything and everyone. Okay.
By junior high, by dating, by.
And some of you will have your chin up the whole time and more power to you. That's great. But the world has a way of going, look how dumb I am. And then you have to deal with it. So there's that. All right. Kim, there's a ton of emails today.
Awesome.
But before I get to them, got to give a shout out to our friends at Raycon. So look at this. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of 311.
Okay.
Because
I
guess
311.
Amber is the color of my energy. I don't know. But I don't know if people know this or not. 311 did not peak in the 90s when they were the most popular. They really are doing some of their best work like right now. How do I know this? Because I have my Raycon earbuds in my head listening to 311 in the sun walking my dog yesterday. It was fantastic. I did like 45 minute hard, like half run walk with the dog all the way out to the tracks and back. And I had 311, their last two albums, just blaring in my head. And it was great. So that's what I've been doing a lot of. You might be binging on podcasts. Maybe you're listening to this show right now. But I'm telling you, if you had Raycon wireless earbuds in your head at the same time that you're doing any of that, It's going to be better. So we're teaming up with Raycon. You just need to go to buyraycon.com/skim to save 15% on Raycons. Their everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever. And they've got these optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. Even Carter, who's famous for earbuds falling out of her ear, she grabbed a pair of these and they don't anymore. They stay in where they're supposed to be. So that's pretty great. They won't budge. You can trust me on that. Raycons offer three sound profiles to match what you're listening to, plus noise isolation and awareness mode, which is important while you're walking the dog in the sun out by the tracks. Well, they don't know what the tracks is, do they? It's not like a train. I mean, it is a train, but it's T-R-A-X. It's
a train system.
It's a Utah thing.
It's a train system like a lot of transit systems.
Yeah, you don't want to get run over is what I'm getting at. they give you 8 hours of playtime, 32 hour of battery life. And if you need to charge, it's super easy. You can even do it wirelessly if you want. But the new ones have the USB-C connector, which is kind of what everything should be using these days, and I'd love it. Anyway, here's a big selling point. With Raycon, you get the same audio quality as these other premium audio brands I could mention, but at half the price. Yes, really, half the price. That doesn't mean they won't last. I've seen people talking about their Raycons falling three stories, getting lost in the rain, snowstorms, and then still working after that. I can tell you, I think I washed them once, didn't I?
I was about to say yes.
Yeah, I put them in the washer.
The washer once, and they worked. And they were fine.
They were totally
fine. I couldn't
believe
it. I can't believe
it. I still can't believe it. No, I'm so mad. So I've been working on that habit. It's a hard one to break. I've ruined plenty of things in my washes, but they didn't get wrecked. So I was pretty happy about that. Anyway, I love them. I use them every day. And I think if I had to pick one thing I love the most, it's the combination of sound quality, price, and battery life. Battery life is huge, and I feel like I never have to charge these things. I know I do, but it just feels like I never do. And I love that about a modern device. So anyway, here's what you're going to do. Check out Raycon's wireless earbuds. My guess is that you're probably going to want to, I don't know, leave them a five-star review while you're there as well. So go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim, S-K-I-M, and score 15% off. One more time, buyraycon.com/skim. Hey, Kim, what if we did these?
Send and receive email.
Let's do some emails.
All righty.
All right, let's start with this one. This is from Alan. Okay. By the way, the email address that you can send your feedback and thoughts to is skimshow@gmail.com. Alan says, would Kim be willing to share her recipe for her spicy tomato juice? Big fan of all things frog pants. Now, you don't make the juice. You could, but you don't.
Correct.
Didn't we do that once, though?
I have made it before, but I find that you specifically like V8 spicy.
V8 spicy.
I've tried a couple of different recipes, and he didn't like them as much as he likes that.
And we've tried other, like, off-the-shelf, like, margarita mix style stuff. I don't like most of those. I don't know what it is. V8's like the common name, but it's also kind of the good one. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's the other stuff you can add. Kim will put, like, olives in there, and she'll put pickles in there and other stuff, and a little pepper on top. This floating in there. Are you on your phone? What are you doing?
I'm texting Taylor. I'm sorry. She's asking a question about Van.
Oh, well, that's
if he's still coming to spend the night tonight.
Oh, was
we're
that
doing sleepover outside tonight?
Was that happening or is it happening
tonight?
It is happening.
Yes. Sorry. I apologize, Alan. I don't have a recipe at the moment that Scott likes.
Yeah. I mean, we'll maybe work on something. How about that? We'll work on something. We'll figure it out. I didn't know he was coming tonight. That's great. We're going to sleep on the cement in the backyard.
Well, I'm going to put out some mattresses and we'll be comfortable, but I want him to sleep under the stars for fun.
Who all will it be? All
me,
of us?
Me, you, and Van.
What about Carter?
Carter's hanging out with her friends tonight, but I don't know how
late. Boo. Are they here?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I'm going to play video games.
Sorry. Then. That was a lot of personal information, guys.
There's
sorry
a lot
about
of
that.
Info. How do you like that?
Next email, please.
All right. Here you go. Alex Ford wrote in. My wife is also the same way, talking about smell ability, like you can smell anything. She can smell mold just starting or a cat who is thinking about pooping. She can hear every little thing at night, like a cricket farting or the chain on a truck bed flapping in the wind. We live in Oklahoma, so there's a lot of wind. I used to have good hearing, but I lost it after 20 years of being a live sound engineer. Smell was never my forte, though. Thanks for the show, Alex. Yeah.
A cricket farting.
Kind of want to know what that sounds like.
Oh my gosh, that just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like she has the same abilities I do.
Yeah.
Which I love because you look at me like I'm crazy most of the time.
Well, it's because like, you're
did you hear
crazy.
That? No. What are you talking about? And then every day that I show him any videos on my phone, he's like, I can't hear it. And I'm like, it's normal. It's medium setting.
Yeah.
I'm watching some TikTok or whatever, and I'm like, check this out. He's like, I can't hear anything. What are you doing?
I really can't. She has it down on the lowest thing.
Silent.
You have it so low, though. And I know that 90% of people would say that, yeah, I can't hear it either.
I don't think that's true.
You have special ears.
Maybe his, you know, with his sound background, he can't. But you, my friend, have listened to loud music for a lot of years.
That's true. I had 311 at top volume yesterday. All right. Here's a cricket farting. All right, that's all you get there.
Now, if anyone could hear that.
Yeah, if you guys could hear that, then you're like Alex Ford's wife. That's good to hear, Alex. Thanks for the info. Here's one from Trisha Threevnot. We know her. She says, hi, guys. Hope you're all doing well. Wanted to chime in on the, quote, try interesting fruit, unquote, conversation.
Ooh, okay.
So we talked about the fuzzy testicle things you had last week.
Rambutans.
So Sprouts has a lot of crazy stuff every season, meaning Sprouts the store. Mm-hmm. We have one of those, so we can go check it out. This month, it's melons like Canary, Santa Claus, etc. Santa Claus melon. What do you think that is?
I haven't tried that one yet.
I'll bet it's green
canary
on the outside.
Canary is yellow, kind of like a cantaloupe honeydew, but it's yellow.
Why isn't watermelon called Santa Claus?
Maybe it's pink.
Green and red.
Maybe it's red on the outside.
But that's what a watermelon is.
Yeah.
So why isn't
but
that?
But it's probably a different melon completely.
Oh, all right.
Like a cantaloupe or a honeydew, one of those types of melons.
Maybe
I haven't tried it yet, though. I'll have to check it out.
Maybe a watermelon or a melon flies around the world and brings children small gifts.
There you go.
Each year. Says, et cetera. We're back to sampling and you can have them cut. You can have them cut anything as well.
That's true. They're really good about samples of food.
They're pretty good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember that weird chicken we got that time? It was all bad and they were so great about replacing it. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
They were super nice about that.
Opened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Says we have a Romanesco spiral broccoli for really cheap right now.
Romanesco. Okay.
And she says fractals. It's what's for dinner.
All right. We're going to have to look into this.
Says hope y'all can make it down south sometime. Trisha. Well, you guys just went. You were there.
Where in the South, Trisha?
I think Trisha's in New Orleans. I could be wrong about that.
I was in New Orleans in May.
Yeah.
But then didn't spend a lot of time in New Orleans. I spent most of it in Mississippi with family.
Well, that's because you're still alive. If you'd have gone to New Orleans, you'd have been, you know, I may not have you home.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Downtown. In the parts that are the downtown.
The problem is they're only one street over from the tourist
streets.
I don't know how they keep that separated there, but. New Orleans is a weird town. Anyway, here's one more from Everett in Sonoma. I assume that's like Sonoma, California?
Mm-hmm, probably.
Hi, Scott and Kim. Sorry if this is forward. Oh, man, I forgot I put this email in here. Sorry if this is a little forward, but I have to ask you, do you guys swing? Best regards, Everett.
Absolutely not.
We don't. Why do people ask us that? This isn't the first time.
I think it's a very valid question. I think it's going on.
People
we're
do
just,
it.
We're just not into it.
What was that thing with the pineapple? You put a pineapple out in front of your house and that means, hey, we're swingers. Come on in or whatever.
I'm not really sure.
And the other one, now there's a new one where if you wear a black wedding band, that's also a sign that
silicone,
you're down to clown.
The silicone wedding band?
Or
really?
anything black. Yeah. Darren, somebody told Darren that at the gym while he's wearing his silicone band. And they're like,
and you have a black silicone band.
I do. And I love it.
Something I don't know.
I know. I mean, unless swinging means playing video
games.
Not
that there's anything wrong. Do what you're going to do.
No, everybody, no judgment.
No.
But that ain't us. But I don't know why we get asked this sometimes. Multiple times.
We look like a lot of fun.
I don't know.
We look like we're having a lot of fun. How in the world are we doing that just together?
I wouldn't,
but we are.
I wouldn't look at me and go, a lot of fun. Go. I wouldn't do that. Not now. Maybe when I was 25, but it doesn't work the way it used to. Anyway, the answer is no, Everett. And I don't know if Everett's looking for...
Everything's working just fine. Just so.
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I meant. That came out wrong. I meant not that. But anyway, Everett. I don't know why you're asking this, but I assume it's just because you're curious. I mean, look, we've been married for almost 30 years. It'll be 30 mm-hmm. years in August. End of August.
Accept August.
And you know, you might see a couple who's been together that long and wonder, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know how it works for other people. Ours is just whatever it is. We are who we are, and we're just doing our thing, and I don't know.
There you go.
We're not swingers.
And that's that.
Yeah.
The answer is no.
We did have neighbors and some other people I know that I have suspicions about. But it isn't us, okay?
Okay.
It's not us. I'm just telling you.
All right.
Skimshow@gmail.com. That is skimshow@gmail.com for your emails. Okay, we have one foodie of the week to mention this week, and it was all about Father's Day, which of course I benefited from directly. But you made a brunch for everybody, for the kids and I, that was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's to this minute, I don't even think I've had a better breakfast, seriously, in my life. It was so good. So you want to lay out what that was? And so, why those grits were like 50 steps above normal?
I made grits. I used half milk, half water, which right there makes it a little creamier.
Yeah.
I use oat milk, but that's just because that's what we use in the house. Mm-hmm. I put fresh thyme out of my garden in it. Mm-hmm. That gives it a really good flavor with the salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. I also added a smoked Gruyere.
What is that?
Or no, I didn't do Gruyere. I did a smoked Gouda cheese.
Gouda cheese, okay.
In it. And I think all of those together just, it was phenomenal.
Out of the park. I've never had better grits, ever. Well,
then I made fried okra and put it on top of the grits.
Yeah, and now you might say, hey, hold on. Every time I have fried okra, it's a soggy, wet, oily mess. And you'd be right, but not these.
I made very thin slices of okra and fried it. Mm. And it was fresh, so it wasn't out of the freezer, which sometimes can be slimy and get all sticky. It wasn't sticky at all.
Plus, you fried it outside, you know, manual. It's not like these things were deep fried in a crappy oil thing that's been used 500 times at a restaurant or whatever.
No.
It was like a pan or...
I did it in a cast iron pan on the grill.
On the grill.
On the burner. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, and then the sausage your uncle made.
Yeah. This really great beef sausage that was a fresh sausage. It was so good.
These guys flew that home from their trip.
From Mississippi.
Frozen. Yeah. And then split it up and everybody took some home and we finally
And then
ate
Carter
ours.
Made her buttermilk biscuits. Those were on...
She has that down to a science now. Those
she
are
does.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice and flaky. I don't
it
even like biscuits.
It was a good meal.
It was so good, you guys. Holy shite. I don't know. I feel like those grits, I feel like you might need to share that.
That
as a recipe.
Might be a recipe I could share. And it's super easy. It might sound hard, but it's not.
I'll put it in the Discord. Do you guys know we have a Skim Discord? I don't go in there as often as I should, but there is. So it might be a great place for you
Maybe
guys to share your recipes.
I need to go in more often.
You should.
And put the recipes.
Why don't you? What's your Discord name? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think I have one.
I think you do.
Then you set it up for me.
I think we set it up a while ago and you just haven't used it. We'll get that going.
We'll get it going.
But yeah.
I should add that recipe though.
These are grits you're going to want to kiss. Remember the old Kiss My Grits thing from Alice or some ancient show? Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
I just laughed when someone told me not too long ago that the first time they ever had grits, they were at a restaurant and someone asked them if they wanted grits with their breakfast and they said, because they were in the South, and they said, I've never had a grit.
Oh, he thought it was multiples of a grit?
Yes. Okay. I've never had a grit before.
Bring me just two or three grits. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. It's like a big old heaping spoonful of...
Really, really good
grits. And I used to not like grits until I met Kim, and then suddenly she knew how to make grits. Everybody, all grits I'd have up to that point, bleh, no good, don't care. Kim's grits, and now these... You can't even make your old grits anymore. These have
no,
to be the new grits.
No, used to just be butter and cheddar.
Yeah.
That I would put in them. And they were good.
They're
fine.
Something about these, though. Some magic. Dark magic. So good. Anyway.
A fried egg on top of that.
If y'all want more of that, I'll make Kim get in there and do a Discord post.
You won't make me do nothing.
I'll make you do nothing. The thing is, it's like probably really easy. I mean, short ingredients list and
very
quick instructions,
short, yeah.
Right? Nothing mm-hmm. crazy. But you'll never have better grits than these. Is there a certain brand of like pre-ready to cook grits you should
No,
get?
No, you have to do the slow cook.
Do you go and get, like, what if you had to make your own? How's that work?
They are cornmeal.
So you'd have to meal your own mm-hmm. corn? Well, that's a bunch of work.
Yeah,
what are we, the 1800s? What am I, Farmer Bill? We're not doing that. Anyway, if you want to know more information, check out our Discord over at frogpants.com/Discord.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, get right on that. I will actually set you up today and make sure you're all good.
Yeah.
Just on your phone.
All right.
Piece of the cake.
piece of the cake.
That is it for today's hangout. We hope you've enjoyed it. Patreon.com/frogpants if you're looking for a way to support the show. That's just a monthly Patreon for like kind of all extra things that happen around the network, and one of them is Skim. So if you want to throw a couple of bucks there, like $1 a month can get you in, which is stupid cheap and ridiculous.
And we appreciate
and
all
we
of
appreciate
it.
All of it. So please do if you can. That's patreon.com/frogpants. For everything else, frogpants.com/skim and skimshow@gmail.com is our email address. Kim, is there anything else you'd like to say about our swinging status or anything else before we go?
I have nothing to add.
Nothing to add to the swinging status of the Johnsons. The swinging Johnson status.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we went there, did we? Goodness gracious. All right, that's it for us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.